Hey, babe, you're gonna be a dad.
And you're gonna be a mom.
What?
Hi, guys. I'm Angela Lanter.
And I'm Matt Lanter.
So my husband, Matt, you might recognize him from your TV screen. He's an actor.
Yeah, and my smoking hot wife sitting next to me, you might recognize her off your computer screen. She's a blogger.
Come along and experience this journey with us as we prepare to have our first kid.
Yeah, to the dudes out there, this is scary stuff. Unprecedented territory. I need your support.
And the moms. I mean, there's so much going on with our bodies and we're experiencing so many crazy things. So I'm going to tell you like it is.
That's true. Well, we originally didn't even intend to release this podcast. We just wanted to look back at it and have it as sort of like an audio yearbook. But the more we thought about it, we thought, why not share this with the world?
Hopefully y'all can learn with us.
Laugh with us.
Or maybe reminisce about your own pregnancy. Either way, sit back, relax, and join us on Hello Bump.
All right, and we're back. I'm your co-host, Matt Lanter.
Am I the main host or am I the co-host?
Yeah, you can be the main host. I mean, you're the main host of the baby.
That's true.
So you get to be the main host.
I'm hosting the pregnancy.
Yeah, you get to be the host of the podcast as well. I have your wire plugged into the number one slot.
Okay.
So you're the number one mic and the number one headphone, so.
Number one on the call sheet?
Yeah. It's all about you, baby. Welcome back to Hello Bump. Let's talk week 14.
Week 14.
Here we go. All right.
It week is 14. Week 14.
Woo!
So textbook-wise.
Second trimester.
We are second trimester. Last week, we celebrated second trimester at week 13, but the doctor said you're not technically second trimester until week 14. So
yeah.
We are technically week 14 and we are second trimester.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought we were last week, but it was a little bit of like rain on our parade because we just feel like second trimester is that huge milestone. What, are we at an airport? Can you hear that outside?
Jeez Louise.
I don't think they're looking for criminals again outside.
It's a helicopter, yo.
Live in a real rough area. But second trimester is just a huge feat.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like when you look up all the pregnancy stuff, obviously trimesters are the big, big marking days during pregnancy as measurements of time. And second trimester, a lot of things start to go away.
Even out. Hormones even out.
Well, I mean, all the tumultuous first trimester stuff.
Not everybody's so lucky to be able to say that.
Well, maybe
not.
So
I feel like that's a blanket statement that not everybody can say.
It is a blanket statement, but just like in general.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back and let's rate your first trimester. It's rate your first trimester.
I give it an F.
An F?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You keep downplaying it to everybody. Like, I really don't think it was that bad. You weren't the one who was nauseous all the time, man.
Well, I just feel like
there's nothing worse to me than vomiting. And being nauseous 24 hours a day is like next to vomiting. So to me, it was pretty darn bad.
I mean, look, I can't take your symptoms away from you. Obviously, you felt bad. And like, I'm not going to try to pretend you didn't feel bad. But I just feel like you do hear stories of women puking their brains out. Our friend who every time she brushed her teeth in the morning ended up puking. And then we asked her like, oh, are you puking? And she was like, no, not really. And then she goes, but I brushed my teeth and I puked every morning. She was puking and kind of played it down in a way.
But then
you didn't even puke
when when you talked to her, she didn't have any nausea at all during the day.
Right. So what's worse?
But we've had this conversation before. What is worse? Is it worse to be nauseous all day, every day, or to vomit once a day and then be over?
I don't know. You're probably right. I would probably just rather like.
You would personally.
I'd rather get it over with.
Puke it up and move on with your life.
Yeah.
That didn't happen for me. It was
you were nauseous all the time.
All the day long.
And you were pretty lethargic. I mean, you're in a really fortunate position that with your blog and the work that you do is pretty much from home. I mean, you go out to like a lot of events. And
I didn't though the whole first trimester, not one.
You go, but traditionally you go to you go to a lot of blogger events. You go to a lot of like parties, you know, makeup release parties, PR meetings and stuff like that. And you didn't really do all that, but
I turned literally everything down my first trimester.
And you couldn't, that was one of the worst parts of the whole first trimester.
It was mostly the fact of like being in the car. Like I didn't want to get car sick.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
So it more or less a lot of things revolved around you feeling nauseous.
Yeah. According to our apps, which we have, I think we have like, what, five on my phone? Pregnancy apps?
I have two apps on my phone. I have the Bump and I have the other one, which I don't even check. I don't like the interface.
The What to Expect.
I'm all about the interface, which is why I'm right now.
Because you're a tech nerd.
I am a tech nerd. I like the interface. I don't know. Maybe that's not true tech nerd, because maybe true tech nerd would not care about how it looks and care about how it functions. I care about both. I don't know. Anyway, I don't like the interface. I like the Bump better. It's a really cool interface.
Any hooters, according to the Bump, this week, Baby Lanter is the size of a peach, which is perfect for you because of Georgia peach.
Speaking of Georgia.
Yeah.
We're coming to you live from Sea Island, Georgia.
Ooh, ooh.
Sea Island, by the way, is, well, we should explain why we're here. Briefly.
Okay.
Sea Island is a small island off the coast of Georgia near
St. Simons.
Well, yeah, St. Simons. It's just kind of like north of Savannah.
Is it north? I thought it was south.
Yeah, we're south. We're south of Savannah.
We're north of Jacksonville, south of Savannah.
Right. We flew into Jacksonville. And we're here because a friend invited us down here to this beautiful place where he's renting a home for the summer. And we're just staying with him and hanging out with him for a little bit. So we're here taking the show on the road. And that's what we're doing. So, yes, we flew into Jacksonville. I feel like we were going to talk about all this, but did we finish what we were saying?
Let's do this. Let's back it up and go back to the beginning of the week, because I think the last time we talked to everybody was on Saturday, if I remember correctly. Was it Saturday?
I don't know. Don't ask
I don't
me.
Remember
I was
either.
Drunk.
I've slept since then. What?
I don't know.
No. Anyway, so let's start back with Monday, because Monday we had our doctor's appointment. What do we have this doctor's appointment for? Was it, I guess it was our like 14-week appointment, or were we just establishing an appointment before we traveled? I think that that's what it was. It was weird because it was like, it didn't feel like there was any specific thing that we went there for, because we had our big establishing appointment last week, you know? So, but we had this follow-up appointment with her.
I think it was just scheduled.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like, there wasn't really a real reason. It was just a touch base before we travel, I guess. Because if you guys recall, the last appointment that we had with the doctor, she tried to talk us out of our travel. We said, no can do. We have to go. So Monday, we went back in, but we had an ultrasound first. We had a different tech, which we were kind of bummed about because we love our French tech.
But
she's just
the new
the
one ended up being great.
She was great.
Loved her.
I still love the French one better,
yeah,
though.
She's great.
I just love her.
She has an accent.
Yeah.
She loves the baby. There's Sebastian again.
Yeah, why is she...
She loves the baby.
From the Bahamas.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we had our second ultrasound. The photos weren't as great this time. We didn't get the praise hands as much, and they weren't such crisp, clear, amazing photos, which was a little bit disappointing because we were like really hoping for a second set of like awesome photos.
But what are you really looking for out of it? Like, what are you expecting? Like a
clear, concise,
like a Van
shape
Gogh
of the head, so that I can tell. I can use the skull theory.
What do you want to submit?
A boy or a girl?
You want to submit a headshot to like
no,
LA models?
You know, like, the whole skull theory about like the slope of the forehead, if it's a boy or a girl. You know, I get into all of this gender stuff and I love it so much. Anyways, have the appointment on Monday. Go to the ultrasound. It was fine. Everything checked out. No new news. Nothing new to report. Yada, yada, yada. Go to the doctor. She checked. Did a check. Everything was fine. No new information there either. We scheduled our follow-up appointment for the middle of August, because what she's going to do then is that necessary blood test that you have to do between weeks 15 and 20.
Yeah, like, so I don't remember what it's called, but it's a very important test between, it has to be between weeks 15 and 20, which obviously we're going to end up talking about this, but...
But it's, we're doing it week 18, but she...
Right.
Or what I was hoping that then we could do our full-on second trimester ultrasound at that appointment, because she said that the second ultrasound appointment, like it's because it's a second level, that's what she called it, second level ultrasound, is the highlight of the pregnancy because you get to see everything with the baby at that point. But she said that she felt 18 weeks was too early, so we're going to have to turn around and go back like 10 days later. So I feel like we've spent so much time at the doctor's office.
And honestly, we're not that close to it.
No, it's a long drive.
Especially in traffic. I mean, you guys know, you probably heard the horror stories. LA, it's just... Ugh, 10
Any
miles takes
city,
an
though,
hour.
Has bad traffic. I mean, like, you're talking to people probably right now in Atlanta, Houston.
Yeah, some of you are probably sitting
Miami,
in traffic
New York.
As we speak.
They're,
and if you are,
they hear our pain. They feel our pain.
Our hearts go out to you.
So anyways, that was Monday. Honestly, the entire week was spent by with us just prepping for travel.
Preparing to go on this trip.
Right. But it was one extra tier because we were flying out Friday morning, but you had Comic-Con all day Thursday.
Which I sort of made a mistake on.
You made a big mistake.
No, I wouldn't say a big mistake.
You made a big mistake.
It's really not that big.
It was a big mistake.
No. But yeah, I mean, so this is a multi-layered trip, multi-tiered trip for us because we flew into Jacksonville, couldn't fly direct, had to lay over in Atlanta, then rented a car, drove up to here to Sea Island. After Sea Island, we're actually driving to South Georgia and Thomasville to see family for like just the afternoon, and then on to the beach for a week, and then family's leaving, and we're staying and transferring houses, and friends are going to come down. It's a whole big thing, and we're gone for like 2.5 weeks. So
yeah, so that requires a lot of packing. It requires packing,
prepping. Yeah.
So Tuesday, we're just prepping. Wednesday, and Tuesday was when the whole ordeal with my beauty room started to take place with... Because at that point, you had already built the entire IKEA set, which we talked about last episode.
Yeah, I built this whole IKEA thing. It's pretty cool. We're just starting to kind of like organize stuff. And actually, the day or two before we left the house, we had like a whole organization team trying to go through Angela's studio and getting
it
ready.
We're working with a really amazing company called Organization Fabulous or OrgFab.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's the owner and she helped me actually. She saved my life.
And she's great. During the move.
The move. Because you were gone in Atlanta and I was moving houses from up the street basically. But I did not have any help and she just completely...
I kind of peaced out on Angela.
He totally did. He totally just left me hanging to dry.
I bought a house. By the way, I'm leaving. You handle it.
And I sold my other house.
Yeah. And I sold the other house. And so like,
and you left a dead animal in the attic for me if you forgot about that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We had a little rat incident.
That makes us sound like dirty people. It was a citrus tree rat that, which
okay.
they,
what did I
which
leave
they
out
could
there?
Technically be a squirrel, got into our vent pipe in the attic and died is what happened. But it's made a stench all through the house.
Yeah, it was gross. But
it was awful.
Yeah, but we had to pay like $6,000 to completely read.
Y'all, it was terrible.
We're way off topic here, but we completely redid for the new buyer. Because, I mean, honestly, if I was buying a house, I would want someone to do this for me. So we just went ahead and did it because, you know, whatever. But... replaced every single square inch of insulation in the attic, cleaned the attic. We had a whole like exterminator company come out and like, you know, Lysol, whatever.
So anyways,
spray Lysol.
No, they had to take all of the insulation out, re-insulate it, and they had a hazmat involved. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I was left to deal with all of this while you were in Atlanta.
Yeah, I was having fun with, you know, Rebel and Anna and
honestly,
Brittany Snow and the gang.
I could kick your butt still for that because I was like so stressed out. Oh my gosh. And then I'm moving. I'm trying to direct a moving crew with 6 grown men and I think only one or two of them spoke full English. So Jennifer's there and she literally saved the day.
Yeah, she's a champ.
She literally saved the day. So anyways, she reached out to me, what was it, like a month or two ago? And just when we were in Atlanta, actually reached out and said, let's attack your beauty room. And I couldn't do it at that time, but I was like, when we get back in LA, I would love to do that. So anyways, this past Tuesday, her and two of her girls or one of her girls came over and started working on my beauty room.
Anyway, so when we come back, it should be all organized. I don't know why we're talking about this. How did we get off topic?
I'm just talking about how the week panned out. So anyways, all day Tuesday, we were working on...
I think bottom line, you're just saying that we've had a ton going on this past week.
Right. And then I'm leading into Wednesday. We did our prenatal shoot. Our maternity photos.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, like, what do you call those? It's a pregnancy announcement. So it's not maternity photos.
No, it's not maternity photos. It's announcement photos.
But it's a little bit different for us because it's not your average, like, hey, we're pregnant. It was, hey, we have to take beautiful photos because they're going to run in press.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure to do a cool photo shoot and not just like a selfie because, you know, obviously this is kind of a big deal for us.
It's a very big deal.
So we wanted to have cool photos and kind of do it right. And, you know, we knew that the news would get out and travel fast and be on
and get
several,
picked up
and get picked
around.
Up on several places. So we just wanted to have cool photos. So we scheduled that. John Volk came out. It was great. It was only a few hours.
And we scheduled
hours.
That without knowing that you were leaving. That afternoon.
Okay, so here's the mistake that the small minor mistake that I made is I thought I had to leave for Comic-Con Thursday morning, for Timeless, by the way. I'm going down there to promote Timeless. We're doing a whole panel, and a really cool panel, by the way, because the fans completely brought back the show. And so we're more or less doing like a thank you panel because we don't even air until next year. So there's
really... And you said it went really well. The crowd turnout was massive, right?
Oh, we had thousands of people in the room. It was great. It was just crazy. A really, really cool time. But anyway, that's why I was down there. And of course, we do all sorts of interviews while we're there. And it's kind of fun. It's very hectic, but it's fun. Anyway, I thought I was going to go down Thursday morning, do all my panel and the interviews and stuff, and then come back Thursday night and then leave Friday morning for Georgia. But instead, I made a little mistake and I had to go down there Wednesday night and rode the train down Wednesday night. So I was leaving Wednesday night about 6 p.m. to get to the train station and all that. Cool train ride, by the way. You go from L.A. to San Diego and the train is on the ocean. It's pretty sick. But I digress. That was my minor mistake. But you freaked out about it because you were thinking, well, that's one less night that you're here to help get things in order.
I'm just so, get everything done because yeah. We're leaving the dog behind. We're having Crystal come and house sit for 2 weeks, basically. Yeah. It's just a lot.
And I had already packed up. So I was good as far as my packing stuff. I'd kind of pre-planned ahead and packed a few days in
advance. But you hadn't packed like any of your equipment.
Electronic equipment stuff. Yeah, I like to take...
Which ended up being a nightmare. Of course,
this podcast stuff and camera stuff and all that. Yeah, it's always kind of a nightmare.
Also, Wednesday, we finally had our furniture delivered. Our special delivery of like our bed.
Oh, yeah.
Our chairs that we ordered while we were in Florida.
Yeah, guys, we had two chairs in our master bed being made in North Carolina. And it took, 2.5 months?
It's our two... chairs from our family room and then our
I'm sure
bed.
Angela will probably end up taking pictures of it somehow, some way on her blog at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we've had a lot going on.
Yeah. So unfortunately, the timing of you leaving for San Diego came like, and it really rushed everything Wednesday because you were a little bit panicked to get out of here. Mm-hmm. You get on the road.
Well, I mean, John Volk left and I was like, I got to go throw some clothes on.
Right.
Doing this photo shoot,
and
I'm leaving.
Wednesday night was the only night that I had to run errands before we had to leave because Thursday was insane. Like
now,
my first appointment, I think on Thursday morning was between arrival time like 8 to 9 to get our shades installed in our bedroom.
Oh, that's right.
And then after that, I had Audrey, our stylist, was stopping by. She brought us some stuff that had been sent to us from Nike.
Yeah, thank you, Nike.
Yeah, thanks. It was like appointment after appointment after appointment that day. I think I have 4 things back to back. So it was just hectic and I just could not even find time.
Did you have a hair appointment that day? I don't remember.
No, that was earlier in the week because you went and got your hair done too.
Yeah, right. I got my hair done.
You get your hair done.
I got my hair done. What, you make me sound like an 80-year-old woman. Like I got my hair done.
No, because I was getting my color and then color done.
Guys, don't say I got my hair done.
I meant like I'm getting my hair colored and while it's processing, you came in and got a cut.
I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
Got my ears lowered.
I think that was Monday that we did that. I think. I can't even recall. I feel like it's such a blur.
It's been a wild week.
I just feel like so much has just been going on and it's like not anything of like exact, like true substance. It's just busyness. Like busyness everywhere.
I don't know. I mean, Comic-Con is of substance.
For you, yeah. But I didn't, this is the first time I've ever missed Comic-Con, but I literally could not go.
Angela usually goes because it is, it's kind of
fun. You were trying to talk me into it even on Wednesday night when you're in your hotel room. You're so, you could,
I got to go down and still? I got to party with a bunch of people in my hotel room.
Yeah, I talked to you until you fell asleep and then you were on FaceTime with me all night long. That's something that Matt and I do together, which... Some of you might think it's weird, but for me, it's a safety thing more than it's like a security blanket for me. But when we are traveling apart from each other, if I'm home alone, I make him FaceTime me and we stay on FaceTime all night long while we're sleeping.
At least until the internet cuts out, which is pretty much every time.
Unless we're at home, it doesn't.
I'm usually in a hotel and the internet cuts out. But Angela makes me FaceTime with her.
So he mutes his side, but I leave my volume on. So if something happens, he can hear it. Like if the alarm were to go off or something like that. And it's just a safety thing for me. It makes me feel better. So anyways.
That's something we do.
It is something we do. So Thursday was crazy, 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 crazy. You don't get home. Your train is delayed till like what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, probably like 10:45, 11. And then we had to shoot some stuff for the blog.
Yeah, we had a campaign that was due. Like we had to shoot it. And then you had to come and pack up all of our podcasting
equipment. One of my buddies and his mom stopped by to say hi. So that was like half an hour or so. And then I had to pack up all the podcast stuff. And I was exhausted.
You came into the bedroom at one point before your friend even stopped by. And I was literally asleep on the bed. Do you remember that? Like I was so tired.
So
then we had to Friday morning.
Yeah.
Wake up really early for a 9 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
To Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I wanted to use this podcast to talk a little bit about.
It's a good flight, though, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you were disappointed, but we'll get into that. I wanted to use this podcast a little bit to talk about how flying pregnant went for us, because I had a lot of anxiety.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have been a little bit nervous about the flying thing, being pregnant, even though everything says it's safe, it's good. You've just had your reservations.
It's more so about puking on the plane. I've got such fear about that.
It's because one time you kind of got sick on a plane going to New Orleans. Not puking, but you felt really...
No, to Mobile. It was awful.
Oh, to Mobile. That's right.
I got food poisoning on that stupid plane. And now airplane food, like, I just don't even mess with it most of the time.
Yeah, and I think since then you've been, like, scarred to be on a plane. But right now, you're not feeling great. You're a little bit worried about the motion sickness. So you have some reservations about flying anyway. So we made sure we booked some nice seats. And it was good. The plane was good. What are you talking about?
So I don't remember if we talked about this last week or not, but I started weaning myself off of Diclegis. And I am completely off of it now. But the doctor on Monday said, I want you to take a Diclegis.
You're off the hard stuff.
Yeah. I want you to take a Diclegis the night before you fly, just to be sure that you don't get air sick on the plane. So I did. I don't know if that in turn messed me up my sleeping pattern, but we'll talk about that. So for the flight, we wear our comfy clothes as usual. We're not stylish travelers by any means, you or I both.
Well, Angela tells me all the time I'm not stylish anyway. I'd much rather live in Nike and Under Armour shorts and a t-shirt than like anything else.
100%.
All my friends are so much cooler than me when it comes to dress.
That's true.
And you know, when I go out to like an event, I try to be cool. Most of the time it's Angela or my stylist helping me out with stuff.
Because you just don't care.
Because if you don't, I will go to a freaking gala in Under Armour.
Ugh, he would too.
I would.
If Under Armour made a suit, that's the only suit he would own.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh. Guys, don't get any ideas. Anyways, so for the flight, in preparation, like weeks ahead of time, I ordered us both a pair of compression socks. For circulation.
Yeah, polka dots.
You liked those. I got him lime green ones.
Well,
you specifically asked for the lime green.
I did. And then I got them in and I was like, these are bright.
Yeah. I mean, you can't see them anyways if you're wearing pants.
Well, I wasn't. I was wearing shorts.
I ordered us both a pair of compression socks off of Amazon. I can link them probably in the show notes, right?
yeah, we'll leak them.
Link them. No, because people are going to be curious about them.
Sure, for sure.
And like the wonderfully prepared person that I am, I forgot mine, but you remembered yours.
Yeah, so like the wonderfully prepared person I am, your husband comes to the rescue.
Which that's a major role reversal for us, I feel like.
Oh, is it?
Do you think so?
Maybe.
I stole his.
Although I usually do good on like all the medicines and stuff like that. I'm like sort of the keeper of that stuff, maybe. Mm-hmm.
You never remember to pack enough clothes.
Yeah, I'll forget clothes.
Underwear, socks, every time. Do you know how many times we've traveled and had to go make an underwear run for you?
You know, honestly, underwear are not that important.
See?
They're just not. I'll be honest with you right now. You don't need them.
They're important if you're spending your time and money to buy extra ones you don't need.
Maybe.
So I stole your compression socks.
You did.
Wore them on the plane.
Well, rather, I gave them up.
Yeah. Didn't care.
I didn't care at all. I mean,
but you were very concerned with my circulation.
I was actually, in all seriousness, concerned about that. I know it's totally safe to fly. But I mean, if we can take certain precautions to make sure Angela and the baby are healthy, then why not do it? So yeah, I wanted her to wear the compression socks because we've heard a couple of other like compression sock testimonies that they work really well and they do wonders. And
I really liked them.
Yeah. So you wore them. And
yeah. They were a little bit too long for me. I had to fold them down because they went up over my knee, which it was doing a lot.
But are you supposed to wear them like that? Maybe you
possibly are. But they felt like they were cutting off my circulation over my knee.
Well, that can't be good. So we did that, and I made you get up on the plane.
Yeah, you kind of got a little bit annoying with it. Like, I remember at one point, I was dozing, annoying. And you were like, it's time for you to get up. And I'm like, I'm relaxing and enjoying where I'm at in this moment. And you're like, no, you're going to get up. You need to pause your movie.
You're not going
to
enjoy that.
Wake
blood
up,
clot.
Whatever it was. Yeah, that's exactly what you said to me. And you also were shoving water down my throat.
Yeah, that's true.
You were literally watching my water intake.
Yeah.
You were like, how many bottles is that? And that's usually me with you. It was such a role reversal. It was awkward.
I was looking at you like a hawk.
You were
seat 5H.
You were watching me like crazy.
Look, it's important on a plane, especially dehydration is, you know how you get on planes. I mean, planes dehydrate you anyway. And it's so important when you're pregnant to be totally hydrated.
Which, because this was our first pregnant flight, we splurged, did first class with our mileage. I'm actually really, really good at saving up miles. And so that was a great experience.
Yeah.
You were totally disappointed by the seats. Because you booked the flight.
Honestly, don't get into all that. You're making me sound...
Why? You're completely like an airplane junkie. I'm a hotel snob. You're an airplane junkie. You want to be on the newer, nicer planes.
I am a bit of an airplane junkie. I love a good seat.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, you nerd out over aircraft, period.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, your perfect afternoon would be going to an aircraft museum.
I said we had good seats. You went ahead and said we have first class.
Well,
and
that's
now
because
you said
I'm saying that because we literally saved up mileage and
it is
did
true.
It.
And 100% honesty, we did pay with miles. Listen, and it's not like we wouldn't book first class for other things too, but... You know, you and I are pretty conservative anyway.
We are. We try to be smart with our money.
One time I was flying somewhere and I think I was on 90210 at this point. And it's so funny because I guess, you know, people just have a certain perception of like, if you're on TV or you're in the movies, then like you must live like Leonardo DiCaprio or something.
Like king of.
Yeah. And again, I'm actually very conservative person, and I feel like in a lot of the things that I do, and so, but anyway, I remember it's so funny. Like, I was sitting in economy one time, and someone comes, the flight attendant was like, "Are you Matt Lanter?" She was like, "What are you doing in economy?" Like, she was like talking down
like
to
appalled.
Me. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's like 180 other people. Why aren't you asking them?
I remember that happened to both of us one time. We were in economy extra leg room, and somebody came up to us and said, "Why are you guys here?"
And I was like, "This is extra leg room, Bia. What you want?" I'm like, what's wrong with that?
It's just like, you know,
I guess economy plus.
I think it is just I think it is just something that people associate. You know, you're an actor, so you should be first class. I think that that's just what the
we have been flying a lot more first class.
We have been lately, especially when it's longer flights.
Well, and with the whole pregnant thing, we just want to make sure you're comfortable.
But no, mostly our flights are. When they're long, it's typically business related.
It's true, yeah.
And that's already paid for.
That is true. I'm very fortunate that in this business, when you're being flown, as part of your contract and SAG,
your
union, you get flown first class, blah, blah, blah.
Which I feel like
it's been nice.
A lot of people listening to this, that's like a piece of information that a lot of people wouldn't realize that actors are SAG, which SAG is union.
Yeah.
And so you work under union rules and laws just like... Mm-hmm. Local carpenter or whatever. It's just, I think that a lot of people don't realize that. And I didn't know that until I, you know, started dating you. But anyways, so on the plane, I watched what I think was a really good movie. I watched Zookeeper's Wife. Loved it because it's a World War II movie and I ugly cried. And I saw the attendant at one point look at me like, what is wrong with this broad?
I was like, she's not drinking enough water.
Do you even know what you watched? I know you were watching DirecTV at some point.
I can't remember. No.
I think you started watching a movie. You didn't like it. And so you turned on DirecTV and started watching like HGTV.
I don't even remember, honestly. You know what I do? I like good like documentary stuff anyway. And I always love like good, well done documentaries. But that's what I typically tend to do on planes is watch documentary type things. I watched a lot of Deadliest Catch on the plane. I get into like the Discovery Channel reality stuff on the plane. Do you know why? I love a good documentary, but the reason I don't watch like hit movies on airplanes usually is because the screen sucks. And so like, I won't, again, as
this
Angela mentioned, I'm a tech nerd. And if
I could care less. I could watch it on my iPhone.
Like, we've still not watched Beauty and the Beast or anything like that, which we both really wanted to see. Because I've not had a chance to watch it on a great TV with a good sound system. If it's a great movie I want to see, I want it on a good TV, a big TV, and a good sound system. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to waste Beauty and the Beast or like Avatar on a 5-inch crappy Delta screen. So I'm not doing it. So I end up watching documentaries that it doesn't matter about the sound and the visuals. Boom.
And then there's me that I could care less. I don't notice a difference.
You wouldn't even know the difference in like HD.
I have no idea what HD difference God, even is. So crazy I can tell whenever they have that weird motion thing on the TV though, and it makes everything look like the motion blur. Opera.
It's like the worst like invention
that.
Ever.
That's one thing I do notice, and you got to give me credit for that. I do notice that every time.
Yeah, you tell me it looks like a soap opera every time.
So airplane food was gross. I skipped it.
I always eat it.
You ate it.
It's a special thing to me. It's like
I had one bad, you know, tango with
like,
some
you know,
airplane food.
You know when you're young and you're supposed to be in school, but for whatever reason you're not in school. Let's just say you had the day off from something because you had a doctor appointment, your mom had to take you, and you come home and like you know you're supposed to be at school, but you get to be home. And it just feels really odd and special. That's what food on an airplane feels like to me. I'm not in a restaurant. I'm not at my house. I'm 38,000 feet in the air and I've got a meal. And so it's special. And it's something to do. It's something to pass time, like slowly cut your little stupid chicken breast or whatever they give you.
And listen, I'll eat the dessert all day long if it's something that I like.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll eat the salad.
Delta does like the sundaes and everything after dinner, but we didn't get that this time.
No. No, it was a really crappy little meal. Yeah. Anyways, we landed in Atlanta. I got food in Atlanta. Had the most amazing macaroni and cheese in like the terminal ever. We go to our gate and find out that our flight is delayed. The plane is broke. So we got delayed. Not as bad as what it could have been. It was
1.5 hours, something like that.
It wasn't that terrible. Got on a plane, did our 45-minute flight to Jacksonville, rented our car, and then got on the road to Sea Island.
Which was about 1 hour north.
But the very first stop we had to make was
Zaxby's.
Because
Angela loves it.
Zaxby's is my favorite.
It speaks to her
heart. And Chick-fil-A. Those two things are my favorite. They are the South encapsulized. Is that a word? Encapsulized?
Yeah, encapsulated? Sure. Did I introduce you to Zaxby's and Raising Cane's? Zaxby's in Ohio?
No, Zaxby's is not in Ohio.
So I introduced you to Zaxby's.
I learned Raising Cane's from New Orleans when we were living in New Orleans.
Right. And Zaxby's and Raising Cane's people are like pretty much the same exact food.
You cannot tell the difference, honestly. You can't. And then there, Southern company. Honestly, Southern folk are going to listen to this and be like, what? There's a clear difference between them. I cannot taste
the
difference
I'm from
between
the South.
The
and
two.
I mean, they might taste a little different, but for the most part, it's the same thing.
I think the first time I had Zaxby's was with my cousin Jen in Cleveland.
Really?
Or Chattanooga. Hmm. Because we were always in places where there was Raising Cane's.
Anyway, it's good. It's chicken. It's chicken strips for those that don't have these.
No, I think it was in Mobile. I think I lied to you. I think I had it in Mobile. So anyways, had to stop and get my Zaxby's fixed. It was amazing. I was so happy to be back in the South. Those are my people, and that's where I want to live.
Yeah, she wants to go there.
Yeah. And then we were headed to Sea Island, and we got in, like 10 o'clock?
We got in pretty late. I needed to stop at a liquor store and get a little, like, present.
That makes you sound like you have a problem.
I had to get a lot of liquor because I wanted to get crunk. Do people say crunk anymore?
I don't think so. I think that died in like 2004.
Out. Yeah. Oh.
Get crunked up.
But that's the censored version.
Yeah, I know.
The real version is get.
You're just testing me. You're just testing me.
I can add a bleep in post.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think we set our lyrics on iTunes to clean, so it's gotta be clean. Anyway, stop by the liquor store just to get a nice little classy present as a thank you.
Yep.
And on to Sea Island.
So we get in, like, I want to say it was closer to like 11, and I was just totally exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I slept like crap.
Yeah.
And I think it was because I didn't have my snoogle.
Your snoogle pillow.
I have my snoogle. I love my snoogle.
We've talked about trying to buy like cheap snoogle imposters just so she could have on this trip. We ended up not getting one. I don't know if we're going to.
We're going to have to, I think, because last night was so bad. Today was...
You got a prenatal massage. Talk about the prenatal massages real quick. What is the difference in a regular and a prenatal massage?
Honestly, I didn't find any difference in it at all. Well, except for when I went in
right?
to the room.
What are they not? They don't do your feet? Is that what you said?
No, they do your feet. They just are aware of a specific pressure point around your ankles that they make sure not to hit.
That's literally it.
And there's also a pressure point at the top of your back, like in your neck, basically, that they also are careful with, which that's where all of my problem is in my neck and my back. So I don't really know exactly where that's at. I haven't done my research enough. But when I got into the room, because I knew it was going to be a prenatal, which, by the way, a lot of most spas or massage therapists won't even give you a massage till you're in your second trimester. And then there are a lot
because
who
they're
will.
Afraid of hitting a pressure point that might cause contractions. Is that what's the deal?
I don't actually know the fear. I mean, because that be pressure point is there your entire pregnancy. Why does that change from week 13 to week 14?
Maybe something about if they cause small contractions, anything, it could cause miscarriage. Whereas like if you're later, it kind of doesn't.
I don't know, because I called a couple of places here in or back home in LA and they were like, yeah, we'll do it. We don't typically like to, but we will. And I'm like, I'm just so confused by that. I don't know enough on that topic to give a good solid answer. But when I walked into to the room, he had a, so you know how you have your massage table and it's got your pillow, not your pillow, but your face pillow where you put your face down, your blankets, everything like that. But he had this pillow that was like a wedge underneath of the blanket. And he goes, this is for a pregnant belly.
Oh, to like support your belly.
Yes. So that you can lay face down. So I'm like, he's like, I didn't know how far along you were, if you needed this or if you didn't need it. And he made me feel a little bit nervous. Like maybe I shouldn't be laying on my stomach. I don't know. So I was like, okay, well, I'll try it. So I laid down on it and it was so uncomfortable that I was like, I'm not gonna be able to lay on this and get a great massage because I can't even fill it out the way that I'm supposed to. I'm barely showing, you know, at this time being only 14 weeks. So I took the pillow out and I just did it totally normal. Yep. And there was no difference at all. I mean, they use lavender like always.
I thought you...
He did deep tissue for the most part, like always.
Wait, lavender you can. There's a whole thing about oils. Maybe we should have a conversation about that. Maybe now, maybe like another podcast. I don't know.
Maybe another podcast because all I feel right. like I don't know them off this. The top of my head enough to say which ones we've learned.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
We should talk about it later though. Because we've been getting a lot of like comments. What's safe during pregnancy, what's not safe during pregnancy.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I feel like once we do a little bit more research, we can. The only thing that I know is that I had that headache aid oil and you looked it up the other night to see if I could use it. And it had something, one of the oils in it, in the blend, you said wasn't safe. And now I don't even know which one it was. So I just put that on my do not use list.
Okay. Put this on the podcast for like next time or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a totally jam-packed day. I got a massage. You went clay shooting.
Tennis. Clay shooting. Shot. Yeah, I did clay shooting for the first time. Awesome. Played tennis. It was great. My neck is a little burnt. And my face is a little burnt from the South Georgia sun. But it's good. We had an amazing day.
Amazing dinner. We got to meet new friends.
Yeah.
Experience Sea Island and the lodge.
And the hardest part, honestly, is still not telling people that we're pregnant. I'm assuming that a lot of you guys that are maybe in this position that we are, it's so hard, especially when you're this far along, to not tell people. And like just
I'm showing a little tiny bit.
A little tiny, but yeah, but not really to other people. But
no,
like
I just look like I have a beer belly.
Meeting new people, they'll say, oh, how long you guys been married? Oh, are you planning on having kids? And it's just, it's hard. It's awkward to like, yeah, we think, you know, at some point we're gonna, you know, try, maybe. It's just funny. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to in the coming weeks is just announcing and being able to tell everyone around us. I mean, our family knows, but so
hoping for a good night's sleep tonight because we get up pretty early tomorrow and we're hitting the road.
Yep. We're going to drive, 2.5 hours to Thomasville?
Going to Thomasville, going to see your family.
Do a little lunch where we're going to tell my dad's extended, well, not extended family. It's like my uncles, aunts, my grandma. We're going to tell them that we're pregnant.
We're going to drop the gender bomb, which we haven't even done on here yet. So we're going to get to tell them, and then maybe this coming week we will share it with you guys the next episode after we tell our parents. How about that?
Yeah, we actually weren't even going to mention that this time because we do know, but we're going to save it.
However, also by the time that our audience actually hears this podcast, it might already be live on the internet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe not. So we weren't going to talk about it now, but we're going to save it for next time.
Yeah.
Because we're not even exactly sure how we're going to tell our own family.
Yeah. But we do know that our preference is to tell the Lanters in person since we have their audience and we don't know when we'll see them again. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're making
until
that drive.
Until then, the suspense continues.
Oh, jeez. And then in Thomasville, we're meeting up with your dad, your sister, and our twin nephews.
Yeah. And my dad's family.
And then from there, we're leaving with your dad, sister, nephews, and driving to
the beach.
Our favorite place ever, 30A. And we rented a hopefully amazing beach house, which we will be staying there for a week.
It looks awesome, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun in the sun.
If y'all can't tell by my voice, I'm like really tired. So I'm hoping for a good night's sleep.
So let's do it.
Do what?
Go to sleep.
Oh, well, I wasn't sure what you were. You're making an innuendo there. All right. We're signing off. And we will talk to y'all when we are 15 weeks pregnant from Florida.
See you later.